From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Susan Yawkey in Washington. Hundreds of migrants feared dead. As many as 700 migrants trying to reach a better life in Europe are feared dead as their boat capsized overnight off the Libyan coast. Authorities said today 28 people have been rescued and 24 bodies recovered, but hundreds are missing in what could become the worst known Mediterranean migrant sea disaster. The boat capsized 193 kilometers south of the southern Italian island of Lampedusa when it is believed migrants moved to one side of the vessel as a merchant ship approached. Hours after a suicide bomber in Jalalabad, Afghanistan, killed at least 35 people, Kabul's military chief visiting Pakistan called for both nations to redouble counterterrorism efforts. Ayaz Ghul reports.
The bloodshed in Afghanistan occurred on a day when its army chief, General Sher Mohammad Karimi, addressed a graduation parade of army cadets in neighboring Pakistan. The Afghan general described terrorism as a common enemy of both Afghanistan and Pakistan, saying it does not recognize boundaries or religious or moral principles.
They are naked, nefarious designers to undermine states and grab power through terror and fear.
Afghanistan and Pakistan have for years accused each other of harboring militants responsible for attacks in the other country. Ayaz Ghul for VOA News, Islamabad.
Islamic State claims to have massacred 30 Ethiopian Christians in Libya in a video similar to previous publicized killings by the extremist militants. The graphic footage posted online today and viewed by VOA shows one group of men beheaded on a beach as they knelt before their executioners, and another shot in the back of the head at a different location. This is VOA News. Iraqi forces entered and recaptured one of the most country's refineries from Islamic State on Saturday. The spokesman for the U.S.-led coalition fighting Islamic State said troops retook all of Baiji Refinery at around midday. But officials in Salahuddin province, where it is located, said fighting continued around some facilities. Iran's supreme leader lashed out at the United States today, accusing Washington of inventing the myth of Tehran's nuclear weapons threat. Ayatollah Ali Khamenei also urged defensive preparedness for Iranian armed forces after a top U.S. general warned last week about military action against Tehran's nuclear sites. A leading contender for president of the African Development Bank wants to see a strong, regionally integrated Africa with increasing growth that is globally competitive. In an interview with VOA, Nigeria's agricultural minister, Akinwumi Adesina, said there are worrying trends that he will address if elected.
First is to focus on smart infrastructure to allow increased productivity and efficiency growth. Secondly is to work on private sector. Private sector for wealth creation, and creating SMEs and financing and stuff like that for them. The third one is to jobs for Africa's youth and jobs for Africa's women. The fourth area I'm going to put a lot of emphasis on is reviving rural economies.
Adesina says his many years of work in Francophone and Anglophone countries, coupled with his passion to help eradicate poverty in Africa, qualifies him to become the next president of the African Development Bank. A leading U.S. newspaper says the Federal Bureau of Investigation and the Justice Department have formally acknowledged that almost all of the examiners in an elite FBI forensic unit gave flawed testimony against criminal defendants for more than a two-decade period before 2000. The Washington Post reported Saturday that according to the National Association of Criminal Defense Lawyers and the Innocence Project, that 26 of the 28 examiners with the FBI Laboratory's Microscopic Hair Comparison Unit overstated forensic matches to favor prosecutors in more than 95% of the 268 trials reviewed so far. The reviewed cases include 32 defendants who were sentenced to death. 14 of them have either been executed or died in prison, the two groups said. It has been 20 years since the Oklahoma City bombing in the south-central U.S. state of Oklahoma. A car bomb that exploded April 19, 1995, at the Alfred P. Murrah Federal Building in Oklahoma City killed 168 people. Anti-government militant Timothy McVeigh detonated a rental truck full of explosives parked in front of the building. The blast was so severe, it ripped off the entire front of the building. I'm Susan Yawkey in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.